And I told you about the old colored woman that called it a hooving iron. And that's the only instance of that I have ever heard.
What do you call...
I wouldn't call it a sweeper. I know people who would call it a power sweeper or a vacuum sweeper, mm-hmm. but I wouldn't. To me, a sweeper is the little dust sweeper thing that you push around on the handle, mm-hmm. and it's just a rotating brush with a dust catcher.
You know, on the vacuum cleaner, the thing that you have to take out and throw away and replace, the
dust bag? I call it a vacuum bag that holds the dust. I would say I'm going to buy some vacuum bags.
What do you call the thing that when you take clothes in to have them cleaned?
The dry cleaners.
Yeah, the thing that they put over the clothes. It's transparent to protect the clothes.
The bag, the cleaner's bag, the plastic bag.
Okay. And where you put your dirty clothes?
In a hamper, clothes hamper.
And what you use when you're mopping the floor to contain the suds?
A mop bucket.
What about pail, the thing?
Probably not. I use bucket a lot more than I do pail. I might say a child's sand pail to take to the beach,
mm-hmm.
but other than that, I probably use bucket for almost anything like a pail or a bucket. And I don't really distinguish between them, except that buckets overlap pails and that mm-hmm. there are some buckets that are too big to be pails.
What's the thing that you put the garbage in?
Garbage can, I would always say. Or in the kitchen, I'd say the kitchen garbage can, but I use a paper bag. I have one of these holders under the sink that you put paper bags in. So I say put it in the garbage bag.
What about trash bag?
No, trash bag to me indicates you don't put food garbage in it. Trash to me is dry.
Like leaves?
And garbage, well, yes, you can put leaves or scrap paper.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff you'd take out of a wastebasket would be trash. And stuff you would use in the kitchen like, wrappings from meat or mm-hmm. from vegetables or trimmings from food or leftover or food scraps and things like that. The wet garbage, coffee grounds, all that stuff is garbage to me as distinguished from dry trash.
And outside you put the garbage in the...
garbage can.
And something you, in apartment buildings, a lot of times the big thing, a lot of times it's painted green. That you put...
Oh, if they have a bunch of garbage cans in?
Well, some apartment houses don't have garbage cans. You just have to carry...
Oh, this huge bin.
Yeah.
A garbage bin or a trash bin.
Okay. And the thing you use to hold two pieces of paper together if you didn't want to staple it.
Paper clip.
Okay. Any other term for that?
I don't think
so. What about gym clip?
No, never heard that. Paper clip is it.
And if you were thirsty, you'd go to the...
water fountain.
Any other name?
To me, a water cooler is the kind that comes in a glass jug that's turned upside down and put in a holder.
Mm-hmm.
A water fountain is one that's connected to the plumbing, and you punch a button and get a squirt.
What's the thing outside that firemen put the...
a fire plug or a fire hydrant.
Is that the same?
Yes.
Have you ever heard it called Johnny Pump?
Never.
And the thing that they have in some houses that if you want to condense your garbage...
a trash masher.
Okay.
It's a garbage compactor, but I call mine a trash masher, and I think it's a useless item. I wish we hadn't gotten one. It's a silly waste of electricity.
Aren't they kind of dangerous, or are they that powerful? It seems like...
oh, they're supposed to be pretty powerful, but they won't work with the door open.
Oh.
So it would be... I suppose you could imagine somebody putting a small child in one and then turning it on, but it's hard for me to imagine
like
that one would do that.
That kid you were telling me about.
Oh, he could have.
The thing that